Contents: Family Home Evening Ideas. Happiness for Those We Love, by President Henry B. Eyring. Actions That Lead to Happiness. The Kindness Challenge. The Family: A Proclamation to the World. October 2015 Conference Notebook. Faith is a Choice, by Elder Neil L. Anderson. Let Your Light Shine, by President Thomas S. Monson. The Sacrament: We Believe in Being Positive. Our Best Defense Against Pornography, by Carrie Hansen Jensen. Not the Miracle We Wanted, by Brittany King. Pray About It, by Taryn Taylor. News of the Church: Temples Progressing. Defending Religious Freedom. Anxiously Engaged. Elder Anderson in Jerusalem. Young Adults: Revealed Realities of Mortality, by Paul B. Piper. Standing Strong in Their Faith, by Small and Simple Blogs, by Mindy Ann Selou. Knowing the Godhead, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Howard W. Hunter, My Father the Prophet, by Richard A. Hunter. Blessed Be Sammy's Mother, by Jeanette Green. Motherhood, by Eliza Terry Roylance. Windows of Gospel Study, by Julia Ventura. The Converting Power of the Book of Mormon, by Kevin S. Hamilton. Come, Follow Me, Teaching the Basics at Home, Part 1, by Alicia Stanton and Natalie Campbell. A Parable in My Windowsill. I Thank Thee for This Body, by Starla Auerkamp Butler. Thankful for Fast Offerings, by Deborah LeBaron de St. Jure. Supported in Our Trials, by Denise Nish. What's New in the Friend? The Cornerstone. Latter-day Saint Voices. I Recognize the Word of God, by Jose Evanildo Matias Fernandez. Finding My Way Through Midst of Darkness, by Juventa Zvezane. You Know It's True, by Henry Hank Brown. Was My Study Sufficient, by Angie Nicholas. The Parable of the Owl Express, by Elder James E. Talmage. Insights, by President Howard W. Hunter. End of Contents, read by Dwayne Case.